We're doing the Chafetz Chaim, we're up to the introduction, we're on page Chaf, being that this trait of saying slander, saying Lashon Hara, has so many evil aspects. We're in this book, Ryan, that one. Page Chaf. So that's why the Torah, Hizhira Torah Otan Bifratut Al Zeh Belav Delo Telech Achil, the Torah singles this prohibition out, and says it's prohibited, lo telech rachil, don't go passing slander to other people. It's not mine. You have to say sorry to the guy who owns it. It's okay. Seder. We'll talk to him. It's Mordechai's. Page Chaf. Uchmoshin ver lekaman, as we will explain later on. We're up to the second paragraph, second line. V'lo kmo chas v'achzariyut v'leitzanut u'shal midot anishchatot. It's not like anger or cruelty or lightheadedness, foolishness, which are other decrepit traits. Av shegam hema mashchitim et tor hanefesh v'tzurata. Even though anger, cruelty, as we said, these traits destroy the soul. V'gam aleim ramzat Torah b'chama mekomot kamvar b'divrei Chazal. And the Torah alludes to these traits that a person should overcome them, as we see our sages spell it out. Nonetheless, these traits do not have a specific prohibition. Don't be angry. It doesn't say in the Torah, don't be angry. It's part of the general Torah directives to be a kind person. The Torah doesn't say don't be cruel. It's part of the general approach the Torah wants us to have to be good people. But the Torah does spell out the prohibition of saying Lashon Hara. We will also see another simple reason why the Torah spells this out. Because if we look closely and we see accurately this prohibition of Lashon Hara and Rechilut, if analyzed properly, we will see that the prohibition of speaking badly about our fellow man, if we understand it correctly, encompasses all the prohibitions and all the proactive commandments between man and his fellow man. And it also encompasses many commandments between man and his creator. Will be explained further on. Please God. That's why the Torah specifies, be careful, stay away from this trap. Don't speak badly about your fellow man. And I'm still going to explain this, Be'ezrat Hashem. And there'll be great benefit. You'll understand many other halachos as well as you study this as Chafetz Chaim. And maybe in studying this, a person will be able to hit his inclination with a knockout punch. He'll be able to put down, to subdue his inclination to speak badly about other people. When we recognize the great ills, the great destruction that can come when one is not careful about how one speaks. And this is how I'm going to begin, with the assistance of the one who affords man intellect. We're up to the third paragraph. And the first thing you have to know, haklalim balachot elu. You have to know the rules. And that's what we'll pick up next time, Be'ezrat Hashem. What are the rules? What are the general rules? What is Lashon Hara? What is Rechilut? And what are the general rules we need to know before we start the details? So that's the concluding thought we're going to see in the introduction to the Chafetz Chaim, Be'ezrat Hashem, on Thursday.